When someone attacks you, it's never about you. It's about how they feel about themselves. Likewise, contrary, if you're judging another human being, there's something inside yourself that's not resolved.
83% of Americans identify as not very happy, which can hold you back and negatively affect your relationships and your business. On this podcast, we discuss the proven steps to happiness so you can restore balance and rekindle your joy.
Welcome to another edition of How to Be Happier for Entrepreneurs. We're doing something a little different in this episode. This is a presentation that I gave to a large room of entrepreneurs and real estate investors. And when they voted the best presentation. So I figured if they liked it, you might like it as well. So here it is. I'm going to share it with you. Enjoy.
Let me put my uniform on really quick. So what does it say? Be addicted to self-love. Don't get self-love confused with narcissism or people are like, self-love, that no. Self-love is loving yourself and it will change your world. And it may sound a little woo-woo to some people, but maybe by the end of this presentation, it won't. I'm so excited about what I'm going to deliver to you guys because I know it can literally change your life. I used to stand on the stage and tell you about how to make lots of money. And I made millions of dollars and I lost millions of dollars. And this is the important stuff. Like, this stuff can change your family. It can change your kids. It can change your relationship with your spouse. So I'm super, super excited. And I'm always here to help anyone. So if you need help, I'll give you all my contact information, my cell phone number and everything at the end of the presentation. So I'm going to spend hardly any time on this because it's not that important. I've done 4,000 flips since 2003. I do work an hour a week, so I'm proud of that. I've used my business to get out of life what I want. I found my purpose 2.5 years ago after I went through a major life transformation trying to help my son for anxiety. Now I wake up every day doing exactly what I'd love to do, and that's to help people. Okay, so every single problem that you guys face right now in your life, your family, your business, I won't read these all. You can read them quicker than I can probably say them. A bad marriage, you work too much, you don't spend enough time with your kids have behavioral issues, you have depression, anxiety, OCD, you drink too much, smoke too much, whatever it is, you procrastinate, you don't like to come up and speak in crowds or in front of people like this. It all comes down to one thing. Can anyone believe, is that possible? Like, can you think everything in your life could come down to one thing? I got one not head nod. Anyone else? Okay. Well, that one thing is a thinking problem. That's it. Every single problem in your life starts with a thought. And here's the vicious loop that we do. So a thought becomes a feeling or an emotion. A feeling becomes an action becomes a behavior, and the behavior justifies itself by looping back to that initial thought. And that's where we spend most of our lives. That's where human beings spend most of their lives, and that's why we all suffer. All suffering is self-inflicted. So I'm going to teach you today how to break this pattern, completely break it. And how do you do that? So before we get there, why do we have flawed thinking? Why does someone have stress or anxiety or depression or eating disorders? Was anyone born with any of those things? No. Despite what doctors may tell you because they want to push the drugs on you, no one was born with depression, anxiety. Frankly, no one was born with any mental conditions, in my opinion, and some really smart doctors' opinions. Everything was learned. And how was it learned? Through stress. So you each, probably everyone in this room, went through some type of stress as a child. Stress or a situation where they felt no control, and their brains dealt with it by saying, this is the meaning. I am getting hit by my dad with a belt because I must be bad. And then we take that, I must be bad, or I don't belong, or I can't get what I want. And it goes in our subconscious brain purposely. It's doing its job because subconscious brain has no idea of time. You shake the bush when you're 10 years old and the lion bites your arm. When you're 100, your subconscious brain doesn't know the difference between 100 and 10. So it's doing its job, but you keep that subconscious thought buried in you until you do the work, and the work that we're going to talk about. So at 6 years old, when your father's hitting you with a belt and you're saying you're bad, this is happening because I'm bad, it's actually helping you survive. When you're 47 years old and you're fighting with your wife and your subconscious brain is saying, see, I'm right. My subconscious right. She's telling you you're bad. And then you got to go into fight or flight like I used to do. And for 3 days, I'd be cold to my wife. That doesn't serve you so well. So your subconscious mind is your friend, but you need to learn how to control your subconscious mind with your conscious mind, because your subconscious mind controls 95% of your behavior. So when you come home and you drink 3 glasses of wine, when you fight with your wife, when your wife says something that pisses you off and you're like, why is it pissed me off that bad? It's all buried in your subconscious mind. And we're going to talk about how you break this pattern. So I've created this daily emotional tracker that literally can change your life and your relationships. And I'm going to give it away to you at the end. But literally at the top, here's what you do. Brian mentioned earlier, vulnerability creates connections, right? So you've got to be vulnerable with yourself and then with your partner. So anytime you have a negative thought, you're actually in fight or flight. When you're in fight or flight, how good can you think about your business? How rationally can you have a conversation or argument with your wife, right? Or husband, whatever? You can't. So you take a couple of deep breaths, which will bring you to the present moment, because that's one of the keys to happiness. Heaven on earth is right here, right now. If everyone's present and they're not thinking about what happened yesterday or thinking about what they have to do tomorrow, this is heaven. So connect with your breath, and then you identify the emotion by saying, I am feeling. By the very act of saying, I am feeling, don't say, I am mad, because that's an identity. I am feeling is a thought that comes and goes. And UCLA did a study where they hooked all these participants up to brain scanners. They hooked people up to brain scanners and they showed them a picture of someone who was like distressed. It immediately kicked them into the fight or flight. They then asked the participants to say what they saw. And as soon as the participants said they looked angry or they were feeling, it goes from your amygdala, your fight or flight brain, it forces you to go to your prefrontal cortex, your thinking brain. So it's a brain hack. So as soon as you say, I'm feeling a certain way, you can get kicked out of that brain hack. So pause, breathe, identify the emotion by saying, I'm feeling this way. And then give yourself compassion for the emotion. Most of us didn't get chance as children when we were told if we cried or screamed or whatever, shut up or whatever. So you get to give yourself compassion for that emotion. You get to be the loving parent that you never had. And then the two next things are, where did that come from? So when you're arguing with your spouse, like I said earlier, it has nothing to do with the actual argument. Your brain is going back to something. So in my case, it was dad hit me with a belt, made fun of me. I had a big head growing up and I used to get teased at school, and then I'd come home and my dad would tease me. So it was, I don't feel enough. So now when I start to feel this negative thing, I can always go back to that. So someone says something to me that triggers me. I think immediately, okay, what am I feeling? I'm feeling sad. I say, it's okay, Brad, you're feeling sad, because it's a 6-year-old inside of me. And then I go, where's that coming from? Well, my dad made me feel that way, but I'm not 6 years old anymore. So boom, I go right back to my joyous state instead of fighting with your wife for the next 30 minutes, right? Then you think, what's the thought that originally started this whole thing? Well, I had a bad business deal, so I thought I was stupid. And if I'm stupid, I'm not worth it. You see the cycle that we're talking about? You can kick yourself out of it in an instant. So the next step is, once you master this, when you have an argument with your wife or your spouse, with me, conflict used to be bang. It used to be like a complete separation, 3 days of anger and no affection and everything. Now in my relationship, conflict actually can be a thing to bring us together. Because guess what? Intimate relationships are where your unresolved childhood trauma will most rear its ugly head, but it's the best place in the world to resolve it. So next time you have an argument, I want you to do this, and I want you to say to your spouse, what you just did made me feel this way, but it's not your fault. Would you help me process it? And that's where the vulnerability creates connection, right? So instead of turning this into a big fight, because there's nothing your spouse can do that should ever make you upset. It has nothing to do with them. It has to do with the way you feel about yourself inside. And when you can get to feeling great about yourself, like I have over doing this work, there's really nothing anyone can say to me. If you say to me, Brad, you're a piece of shit and I've always thought you were a scammer, I wouldn't get mad. I would say, Chris, you must be hurting, man. What can I do to help you? So it's never about, when someone attacks you, it's never about you. It's about how they feel about themselves. Likewise, contrary, if you're judging another human being, there's something inside yourself that's not resolved. You guys tracking with me so far? So if you judge another human being, there's something unsettled inside yourself. And I'm going to be super vulnerable here. I used to look at super obese people and say, what's wrong with them? How can they be so lazy? Why can't they eat? And now I look at someone and I say, I have so much compassion for them, because I know the only reason that someone's overweight, super overweight, is because they're dealing with their feelings through food. That's it. When you can shift your life from one of judgment to one of compassion, oh, it's a lot better. So yeah, if you're judging another human being, the mind and the body, it's like when you have a temperature, it's your body's internal thermostat or alarm system saying something is wrong, go get help. When you guys have internal conflict, when you feel anything outside of utter joy, it's your body, the universe, God saying, you've got work to do. This is how you do the work. This little exercise will change your life. Now, will it be hard for some people to say, where did it come from? Because I deal with countless clients, 9 out of 10 of my clients, when they come to me, I ask them, how was your childhood? Did you have a happy childhood? Yeah, it was great. And then I get into it and I'm like, whoa, no, you didn't have a happy childhood. And it's not about casting blame on your parents because your parents did the best thing they could do. But hardly anyone in this world had all of their needs met as a child. When you don't have your needs met as a child, you develop coping mechanisms through those stories. Those stories lead to addiction, cancer, MS. They just recently have found out that even Parkinson's is a result of anxiety and depression. Where does anxiety and depression come from? Childhood stress and trauma. So everything in this world comes back to this programming. This right here is a hack to start to process this stuff. Where did it come from? Like where I was going with that is it's going to be tough for some people because some of you, it's not your fault. Your brain can't believe two different things. So you remember the happy things from your childhood on a conscious level, but what's really affecting you are all the things that you haven't thought about on an unconscious level. It could be that you did a presentation in third grade and some kids laughed at you. It could be as small as that. It doesn't have to be that you were stuck in a cage and raped. It could be that your little sister came home and you felt that your parents loved her more than you. That's called little T trauma. It can create that. So if you struggle with where did it come from, just take my word that there was something in your childhood where someone made you feel a certain way and you're bringing that into the present and you don't need to do that anymore.
Brad, how long did it take you to figure out what it was in your life from your childhood?
3 hours. So I went to a thing with Larry, the ex-Navy SEAL, to try to get my son help for anxiety. And in 3 hours, I walked out of that Airbnb a completely different human being. I got freedom. I was like, my clients often say after the hypnosis session, like, I feel free. I've got this weight lifted off of me. I went to therapy for 30 years. I went to 50 different marriage counseling. All of my clients, almost everyone has been through therapy. It's not like running a marathon. You don't need to go build a factory somewhere. You just have to realize where did those thoughts come from and then turn those thoughts around through neuroplasticity. You listen to a recording for 30 days and your life will forever change. So now with my clients, it's about 3 to 5 hours is a sweet spot where their lives completely change. And then there's work. You got to continue to do the work to see the changes. Just like you can lose a bunch of weight. If you don't do the work, it's going to come back. And that's weight's tied into the same thing. So if you've seen people lose a bunch of weight and then gain it back, it's because they never dealt with the original issue that caused them to gain the weight in the first place. So this is life-changing stuff, guys. You can either say it's woo-woo or you can be like, hey, maybe this guy's onto something. And if you're sitting there thinking like, I got my shit together and I love myself, because I would have 3 years ago sitting in this. I created this self-love quiz. It takes 3 minutes. It's 12 questions at bradchandler.com/quiz. You take that quiz and it will actually tell you, do you have lack of self-love, mild self-love, or extreme self-love? If you have extreme self-love, I bet your relationships and your health are amazing. If you have one of the other two things, I can promise you that your life and relationships are suffering on some level. Don't take that as a woe is me. Take that as a, oh my gosh, my life can change profoundly. It really can in 3 to 5 hours of doing work. Sure.
I went through Brad's coaching in October, and the 30-second version is I had some stuff going on in my life. I'd been in therapy for 10 years in Brad's like 7-session coaching session. It allowed me to be happier with myself, which in turn literally saved my marriage. And there's a decent chance that I was so unhappy with myself that I would be divorced today if it wasn't for going through Brad's coaching. And so everything you just said about your experience, like, it's pretty profound. And so I'm just extremely grateful to you for that.
Thank you so much. So did I ever sit down with Jason and his wife and do a marriage counseling session? No. Did I ever talk to her or meet her? No. People think the problem in relationships are the actual relationship. I went to 50 different marriage counseling sessions, and most of the time I walk out worse than when I went in because they told me to hold my wife's hand and take her on more date nights and repeat back what she said to me. None of that shit works if you are fighting for your worthiness and you don't feel good enough. The problem in relationships is never the actual relationship. It's the relationship each individual has with themselves. You want to fix your marriage, fix yourself. And you can do it in 3 to 5 hours. You don't have to go through 30 years. So I went over this. Just a beautiful way. Conflict, you guys should not run away from conflict in your marriage and your relationship. Conflict can actually bring you closer when you use the techniques and you've got two people that are willing to heal. So I'm going to wrap up here. I did just launch a podcast, How to Be Happier for Entrepreneurs. Has anyone listened to it? Did you like it? Okay. I've had some amazing feedback. So it's on all those things, How to Be Happier for Entrepreneurs. It talks a lot about this stuff. All my contact information is at bradchandler.com/contact. My cell phone is there. The self-love quiz is there. My story is there. The podcast is there. And then just go to bradchandler.com/tracker. I truly am here. I was put on this earth to do this work. I know it. What I do is I help people kill the proverbial lion that's chasing them, because most of us spend a lot of our time in fight or flight. We're constantly irritated, or our business has got us. As soon as you kill that proverbial lion, then your life's purpose becomes clear. Literally within months of me killing the lion, I knew I was put here to do this work. And I'm turned 50. I'm going to live to be 110. So for 60 years, I'm going to do this work. And it's just, I wake up every day. I haven't had a bad day in over a year. My 15-year-old is the only one who triggers me, and I'm getting better and better at that. I don't get mad anymore, because no one needs to get mad. Everyone can live a life where you don't have to get upset at anything. If you get upset at anything, it's because you're upset with yourself inside, and it can all change through this process. So love heals all.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Brad. Appreciate it.
Hit subscribe if you don't want to miss out on more life-changing content. And if you're struggling, you don't have to. Go to bradchandler.com/contact. There, you can join the Facebook community of like-minded entrepreneurs, and you'll see a button to schedule your freedom and happiness call. See you on the next episode.